Welcome back, everybody. Here we are already. It's the last segment of the day. We got Pete Schwab's Nightlight coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network, so don't go anywhere. But right now I got Matt Rothschild in the co-host seat with me. And the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin had their annual convention in, of no relation, Rothschild, Wisconsin. And boy, some eyebrow-raising things went down at the convention. First of all, they wouldn't give Civic Media media credentials. Let's just start with that one.
Really? That's gross.
What you guys afraid of, you chickens? I mean, come on, give us credentials. What's the problem? That, I think, is kind of insane to begin with. But setting aside my problem with them for not giving us credentials to cover their convention, they had an internal poll that occurred during the convention, and here was one of the questions on it. The U.S. Constitution limits presidents to serving two terms. Barring a change to that law, whom would you support if the 2028 GOP primary for president were held today? What do you mean, barring a change to that law? What? I mean, they have to write it like that because probably more than half of the delegates would be like, give me Trump for another term.
I'm sure they would, and they just confused the Constitution with a statute, which is just a terrible civics error that any seventh grader or high school social studies student want to make, but there you have it.
Yeah, it's not a, quote, change to the law when it's the Constitution. It would need to read, barring an adopted amendment to our Constitution.
Yeah,
it's not like a legislature and a governor just being like, let's just, we'll change this bit of U.S. code here. No. It's in the Constitution. I'm not even going to give them credit for pointing out that the Constitution limits presidents to two terms. My goodness, it is frightening. But why might they be considering a third term, Matt? Might it be because they think they can't win without the guy? Jacob, let's take cut one. This is Senator Ron Johnson saying as much.
Oftentimes, I know JFK said this, other people have said this, that victory has 1,000 fathers, defeat is an orphan. Well, in this case, I'd argue defeat had 634,000 fathers. Those are the voters who came out to try and save America by electing Donald Trump, that did not come out and try and ensure that he would have 4 years where he could implement his agenda without possibly the majority shifting in the House. 634,000 people didn't do that. So now you start hearing this thing that Republicans have low propensity voters. Used to be the exact opposite. Republicans used to have the advantage in low turnout elections. Apparently not anymore. Just to give you a clue of what's happened in the last two judiciary elections with Dan Kelly and Brad Schimmel, both of those candidates got 61 and 62% of my vote and then Trump's vote. But the Democrat candidates for those justice positions got 78% both years. Unbelievably consistent. That is a problem we must address because, let's face it, as much as many would want Donald Trump to be on the ballot again, he won't be. He won't be. And we're going to have to figure out how we win without Donald Trump on the ballot here in Wisconsin. So that's just a hard truth. We're going to have to figure that out.
Can't win without Trump. Gee whiz. Doubling down on this idea of Republicans can't win without Trump and what are we going to do about it? Well, don't worry. Derek Van Orten has a suggestion. Just cancel those damn pesky elections. Let's take cut seven.
What do you think went wrong or what goes wrong in spring elections here in Wisconsin?
Republicans don't vote, period. We just don't vote in spring elections.
How do you change that?
I don't think we should have a spring election. I think we need to, these guys in the State House, I think they should get rid of that and fold it into a midterm or a four-year cycle.
Can't win a spring election? Cancel the spring election.
This is typical DVO nonsense. I mean, if you want to get someone to say something that's offensive to large swaths of his own constituents, or offensive to the baseline principles of democracy, just stick a mic in Derek Van Orten's face. He'll come up with something. By the way, new reporting in today that Derek Van Orten is what? What, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yes, supporting cuts to veterans benefits and the VA. Isn't that lovely? I'm not sure if we've got sound on that, but gee whiz, Derek Van Orten, I'll never cut food stamps and SNAP. Except I'll support the $300+ billion dollars in cuts to SNAP. I'll never cut veterans benefits or the VA, except I'll do exactly that as a congressman.
If Trump wants him to. He's such a little Trump toady.
Yes, a complete toady. Speaking of being a toady, let's take cut four, more DVO.
Just so you know, Donald J. Trump follows me on Truth Social.
That wow. is what Derek Van Orten, I mean, I swear to God, people, Matt and I did not set up that bit. He just said, DVO, complete Trump toady. That's what he's most worried about, is whether or not Trump follows him on Truth Social. Oh, the pathos. Oh, the pathos. I think I might save for tomorrow some of the more gruesome things that Grothman had to say. Gruesome Glenn Grothman, some of our state's best at the convention this past afternoon. Big thanks to you, Matt, for helping me start out these weeks. I appreciate
hey,
my
pleasure,
time with
Maggie.
You.
My
Always
pleasure.
Good to have you. That's Matt Rothschild. You can find his podcast, Wisconsin Forward, on Civic Media's website, Apple Pods and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's going to do it for me today. Keep it locked on Civic Media. You got Pete Schwab's Nightlight coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the 13.7 million Americans on Medicaid.